First up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk here on Post 7 American Legion Baseball with their head coach Jason Babel. Post 7 comes in with a record of 3-12. They've actually had some days off here due to the rain on Thursday, taking care of their Lake Norden doubleheader, but now just resting up before they get to what really is the second half of the season. And coach, 3-12, and for the players that were on your spring team too, it's pretty much just went straight through. You got done with the spring, started the Legion season, so really kids have been playing quite a bit here.
Yes, they have. We've tried to keep them going so that we can just continue to get the reps and get in-game situations figured out. And, you know, basically the more time we play, the better off we are. So.
And the thing with it is, you know, you had an ambitious schedule here for the month of June. It's probably nice to have the break here. You had the Rapid City, I think, Veterans Classic, where you played four or five games this past weekend. That huge tournament in the Dakota Classic, I think it's called, in the Sioux Falls area, where you played your games in Brandon. So, you know, that I don't care how many kids you have, that's going to tax your pitching staff after a while.
Yeah, we definitely tried to get our pitchers in good spots, and you know, and use the ones that we knew would go deep into a game, and then follow it up with some good relief pitching. I think both tournaments we played really well for the most part. Our hitting finally came around, as well as our pitching and fielding. We were in some very close games, and we're very competitive, which is a good thing to see. You know, it adds some confidence to these kids and makes for good baseball. It was a lot of fun to be a part of that.
Yeah, really, you look at last weekend at the Dakota Classic in Brandon there, a lot of shoulda, coulda there. You opened up against the host team, Brandon Valley, had a lead, ended up going to extra innings. They got the walk-off, and, you know, if you get a win there, that maybe turns around your whole weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played outstanding against Brandon Valley, you know, one of the better teams always in the state. And, you know, we hit the ball really well. We were playing in the field really well. You know, just a few mental mistakes on the base paths is really what cost us the game towards the end there. But going extra innings with a team like that should be a big confidence booster for these kids.
You need a couple other close games, too. I think you closed out a tight loss to Jamestown, North Dakota. So, again, the kids are there. Just can we make that extra play?
Yep, exactly. That's what it comes down to is, you know, timely hitting, making plays in the field, and just, you know, keeping the team involved to help your pitcher, help everybody at the plate, you know, throughout the game. Having all them kids come together as a team, per se, that goes a long ways in a batter's frame of mind, you know. And staying together for your pitcher is also a big thing.
Run down the roster here. Let's talk about some of the kids. As I said, you do have some depth in your pitching staff, and that has come through already. But, you know, you have a couple guys that I think are your main throwers.
Yeah, we do. Lane Wenzel and Jack Peterson, they've been kind of our workhorses for us, and, you know, they put together a lot of good innings for us. But, again, it goes back to playing behind them and, you know, getting productive outs to help them along the way. But, yeah, those two have been outstanding for us. And then, of course, our relief pitchers, they've come in and done really well for the most part. I mean, it's I think they're all working really well together, and there's great things ahead for these guys.
You know, when you mentioned the relief staff, and really there are a lot of kids that can give you at least one or two innings when needed.
Yeah, I mean, we have Logan Linebacker. Brady Feenstra has also done a great job for us. Tanner Gilbert, like you said, we have a lot of guys that will come in and just eat up some innings, you know, in those longer games. They come in and they produce outs for us. And, yeah, I've been pleased with our pitchers this so far this season.
Now, offensively, talk about your leaders there. It looks like Bubba Peterson's had a good spring, and he's just carried it over to the Legion season.
Yeah, Bubba Peterson has been doing great. He puts in a lot of extra time in the cages, and you know, he's been hitting the ball really well. And he's been a great leader on and off the field as far as keeping the kids motivated and in the game the whole game. But yeah, it's good to have kids like that out there. We have a few others like that as well.
And we're talking with Jason Babel, head coach here on Post 7 at Legion Baseball. They're actually on their first lengthy break that they've had since the spring season, as a doubleheader with Lake Norton was rained out on Thursday. And we'll get to what's coming up here shortly. But first off, been a few other things here. You've made good use of Clock Field for good reason. Memorial Baseball Park really hasn't been available. You were going to try and use it on Thursday, but you know, in the long run, good things are going to be there for Memorial Park, but in the short run here, it's been an obstacle.
Yeah, it has. You know, we're getting doubled up on scheduling and trying to work through all that. The kids are excited to play on Memorial, and we're just hoping that, you know, with the rain, hopefully it stays away after this little deal we have going on here, and we can get back out there and have some fun out there on that field.
Well, I mentioned a long run and where this all stems. You were able to get the funding together and get a project together to put new lights, which were desperately needed. I don't think the lights are going to be in fair or foul territory anymore, which is a good deal. But on the other side of that, it takes heavy equipment to do that, and there's just a few spots on Memorial that just need some time to remedy themselves.
Yeah, we got some tire tracks, things we're trying to get replanted, and I think the city's done a very good job at doing what they can with, you know, with the weather and all that. So they've been trying their best to get us out there, and you know, we're just gonna have to take it one day at a time and see where it goes from there.
Well, as we look ahead, you're looking to reschedule Lake Norton, but then you're back to basically Class A play, and Tuesday you're at Harrisburg Maroon, if I remember right. They're the top-seeded team in the state right now. Then on the road again next weekend at Aberdeen, who's been playing very well, too. So the main thing is you just want to give yourself a chance to do that. I think you have to be in the top 15 in order to qualify for the postseason, so these are big games ahead.
Yeah, I think these stretch of games is going to really tell us who we are, and, you know, give us an identity of what we need to work on. Again, we have a great group of kids who do want to win, and they want to put in the time. This next week is going to be a telling thing to see where we're at with things. But, you know, throughout the season, we've been competitive in a lot of games, and I think it's just going to take that one game to push us over the top.
Jason Babel, head coach here on Post 7 American Legion Baseball. Have actually had a week off now after the rainout Thursday. They have rescheduled Thursday night's rainout and will play a single 9-inning game against Lake Norton on Monday, and then turn around and host top-seeded Class A Harrisburg on Tuesday. So after a week off, a busy week shaping up for Post 7 baseball. We'll be back. Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.